We look at the European Union now with Dr. Rob Congdon. He's lived many years in that part of the world and stays on top of what is happening there. Let's talk to Rob first about the Turkish government, Rob, in crisis over a corruption scandal. The Prime Minister, Tayyip Erdogan, having some real problems. He could possibly be taken from power. Now, how does this fit into the scenario where the Turkish government would like to be a part of the European Union? Talk to me about that.
Well, it does fit in because what we have is it's far more than just a scandal of what we tend to think of some corruption. What it is power groups, both the military, the secular Turks, and the Islamic ones, are really using any lever they can find to try to counter the opposite group, if you will. Erdogan has walked a tightrope between Europe and the Islamic world, and in doing that, obviously, he's pleased both sides at different times and alienated both sides. But he has leaned in many ways, or has hindered, if you will, the Islamic movement toward a stronger Islamic Turkey. And so some of these are, it's kind of a result of the men under him. For instance, the EU minister, who is Turkish, obviously representing Turkey, he's come under challenge because the Islamic forces do not want Turkey to move toward Europe and to the European Union. And so by causing, you know, the difficulties, the tensions, they hope to alienate Europe further and maybe drive the EU away from the idea of accepting Turkey.
Well, that will be a story that we must stay tuned to here at the beginning of 2014. Let's go to the European Union. Chancellor Merkel now in position. Chancellor once again, having been reelected the last part of last year there in Germany. And she seems very interested in pulling some allies together to curb European Union powers. I thought for a while there, Rob, that she was a major player in the European Union. What's this new move that she's taking?
Well, she certainly is a major power in the EU, but that doesn't necessarily indicate total support of the direction of the EU. She really wants a EU more like the United States of America, where each state is quite independent from the federal system and only going to the, if you will, the EU when there's areas that have to be dealt with and can't be dealt with by the individual states. She's got a lot of support. Remember, she really has a coalition government that's had to put together several groups, including a group that we would kind of call a green group, very energy conscious type of group. Some of their desires and her need for their support has forced her to take positions against the Commission. That's the powerful body in the EU. Consequently, there's a real gulf developing between Merkel and the EU Commission, and that is obviously causing some problems. The Commission wants a stronger central EU, and really basically his ultimate goal is to do away with the individual states.
Let me talk to you about the Pope. There's been a lot of conversation of the popularity of Pope Francis. In fact, his approval rating, I think, above 85% of the entire world having favorable thoughts about Pope Francis. I want to know, in the European Union, I think we've talked quite a long time ago about a Pope and his power in the European Union. Talk to me about, in particular, Pope Francis. What's his power position today in the European Union?
Well, it's interesting. I've been looking into that and seeing what I can find out. I would say at this point, his popularity, you're right, has been really skyrocketing, and the responses have been very good. That's going to cause the EU to look upon him as a more influential person in it. I haven't seen a real lot of interaction yet between the Pope, the current Pope, and the EU. So we've been looking for it, haven't seen it. So I'm not quite sure if this is still kind of establishing a popular support first before he exerts it. We do know historically, though, that to be a leader in the European Union, you must be a Roman Catholic, and on the surface, at least, a practicing Roman Catholic. We have seen several instances where the popes of the past have stepped in, and we're talking recent past, have significantly influenced EU decisions. So I think what we could safely say at this point is, with this growing popularity, that gives him more strength among EU leaders, and that will allow him a greater influence, perhaps, than even the previous pope. So we need to watch it, but he hasn't been an outwardly dealing with the, if you want to call it, the international scene as much as dealing with the people of his church that he's trying to work with and develop a relationship with.
Of course, we do know that there will be Ecclesiastical Babylon, a false church headquartered in Rome in the tribulation period. So what we see happening could well be a precursor to the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 17. Well, give me an update as we conclude our conversation on the Ukrainian situation. Are they going to go with the European Union, or are they settled in with Russia?
Well, at the moment, it looks like they're a little closer to Russia, and that has quieted it down. Of course, you have holidays that have really influenced many things. You have the winter situation, so it has slowed down, but I don't think it's gone. I've been doing more research, hope to pull together maybe a short little statement about it soon on my website. And I think it's not over, but I think it's certainly quieted down at this time of the year.
Do you think still that there's going to be maybe a portion of the Ukraine that may break away from the main state of the Ukraine and come with the European Union?
Well, I sort of lean toward that, as I've said with Turkey, for the simple reason that I keep looking at that map of the ancient Roman Empire, looking at the scriptures that indicate clearly to me that the future final world empire will basically be the Roman Empire and its kind of children, so to speak, those countries that have come from the Roman Empire. That means that part of the Ukraine would be, but part wouldn't. It might mean that part of Turkey would be and part of Turkey would not. So I think we're going to see some realignments, if you will, of the borders of several countries in the years to come as that empire forms.
And that is because Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. When we talk with Dr. Rob Congdon, we have to talk about Bible prophecy as well as political activities happening in that region of the world, the European Union. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
It's always good to be with you. Lord bless.